Everybody loves the sunshine.
G'day everyone, Ian here in Brisbane. It's the 2nd of May. It's late in the afternoon. What's time? It's 10 past 5. It's going dark. Yes, yes, winter is approaching and it's raining at the moment. You might be able to hear it in the background on the iron roof of my little home. It's getting late and I thought I might do a little audio boo about my trials and tribulations regarding the new audio boo app and my drafts folder. You see, this time last week I was down in Victoria and I was at Payne's Hut participating in the first ever inaugural Do Lectures Australia 2014, having a wonderful time. Oh God, I had such a good time. It was really, really quite wonderful. And as part of that, as is my wont whenever I get these opportunities, which are incredibly rare, the only other time in recent memory was Canberra, February of last year, when I went away with my daughter to the human brochure junket that I managed to get on. I like to capture a few people's thoughts about what the experiences are like, so I thought I'd do the same. I'm not using my iPhone for this recording. I'm using the big mic on my desk because it's more convenient, frankly. But when I was down there, I was using my iPhone because the iPhone works, doesn't it? Particularly when you want to grab all of the other stuff around it, you know, like the metadata. Now, I knew very quickly, because I was out of 3G and Wi-Fi, that I wasn't going to get the geolocation, but I was able to capture things like photos and write some text up. And it was really handy to grab somebody, pull them aside, get a recording, and I like to think of it more as a conversation, a recording rather than an interview. I'm not a big fan of the whole interview thing. That's rather formal, journalistic style of doing things. These are more casual conversations, and if I do have any skill at that, it tends to be more at being conversational rather than interviewer. And I could grab the conversation and add all this other stuff to it and then have it all on my phone. And because I knew I was offline, I just knew that it would all go into my drafts folder. I just saved it there because it was safe and was on my phone, and that's all well and good. And I knew that once I got back into the real world, I'll just upload it and then everybody can hear it. While I was away, I recorded probably around, I think it was 13 separate recordings, a couple of them my own babblings, but a lot of them were sitting and talking to other people, describing the environment, what they thought of it, how they're using their systems that maybe they spoke about in the talks, or what they're gaining out of the Do Lectures. All sorts of interesting perspectives, different to what maybe other people were picking up in their conversations, because I had an agenda to help people to express themselves, to share it with a greater community, the community that is Audioboo, the community that is everybody who follows me on Facebook, Twitter, G+, app.net, and everybody who's involved in the Do Lecture scene, US, Wales, here in Australia, and maybe, who knows, how much further afield that goes. So I really want to share some of these insights that these people had, because we can do that nowadays, can't we? That's the power of Audioboo, and it's all in the app. It's all there available for you. You can set it all up and you don't have to worry about it. Once you get out of the lack of 21st century connectivity, you just punch it all up. Yep, so that was the way it was all planned. And I stepped back into Albury on the Sunday lunchtime and I put a couple of those episodes up. Now, I decided right from the get-go that I wasn't going to deluge my feeds with 13 chunks of Audioboo all at once. I thought, yeah, that could be a bit much. So I thought what I'd do is I'd bleed it out over 5 or so days, yeah, a couple of days, that'd be fine. So I put a couple out that first day when I was in Albury. And then I jumped on the plane and I came home. And I get home and, yeah, sort of collect things and sort of get my head into gear. And I go to put out another episode and well, let me read it to you. I'm going to actually do it right now. I'm going to open the Audioboo app. Audioboo. So there's the Audioboo window. And it comes up with upgrading library. Error. Sorry. We failed to upgrade some old recordings. And then in a large font, bolded, discard them. And then to the left of that, in smaller font, and not bolded, is "Try again next time." I wonder what that's about, I thought. Oh, well, I'm not going to discard anything because I've got all these valuable recordings in there. I'll just smack on "Try again next time." And I kept coming back to it, and I kept getting that same pop-up screen. I thought, that's odd. Anyway, one thing I've learned over the years is you don't panic. What you do is you go to bed. And the next day, you often have a certain clarity of mind to understand where the problems are. So Monday, I wake up and... No, I've got no more clarity of mind. All I've got is the same pop-up windows, and I've got the same problems. I can't publish. I can go to the actual recording metadata. I changed some of the descriptions because I was now at home. I had a little bit more time to fiddle with them. I could put a few more hashtags in and things like that, and save them, but I couldn't publish. The publish button was grayed out. Something wrong here. So I bounced off a letter to Audioboo support, an email, and sort of saying, hey, what's going on? Can you help me here? These are valuable recordings. I don't want to lose them. In the meantime, what I did is I went poking around, and I ended up finding an app which is called, where is it? Here it is. It's called iExplorer. It's so that you can dig into the back end of your iPhone and actually see what applications you might see what files are in the iPhone. So I did that, and I went poking around in Audioboo, and lo and behold, there's nothing there. The photos are there. The images that I took are there. And there are a few FLAC recordings, FLAC, what the iPhone records in. But what they are is their recordings are up to the point where I paused the recording for any Audioboo, which could have been maybe I just need to get my head together and I click pause, or maybe the phone rang and I got interrupted, something like that. And it seems that that recording up to that point in time is saved. And then I think it's picked up, and then you add on to it for a full recording. Anyway. So I found a few FLAC recordings, but none of the ones that I was after. All the ones I'm after, all 10 of these, are gone. And there were some absolute corkers, some great conversations with people about what they're doing, and also a few of my observations, which I'm going to do another Audioboo about, because I think I need to summarise what those recordings were all about, because nobody's ever going to hear them, because another 4 or 5 days have gone by, and some toing and froing with Audioboo support asking for help, and they've been giving me what limited support and help they can, but it looks like they're gone. They're dead and gone, and that's all there is to it. I even helped Lance out because he asked me, let's find the email. That's a request for data. He asked me to go and find some databases, which I couldn't find, actually. I asked him to give me a path so I can help him out. I sent him those FLAC files that he asked for, and I actually did a... what I did is I actually did a recording and had a console running of what the iPhone was doing while I was recording, and then I sent them what was in that console, so that they can actually have a look at what's happening on my phone to see if there's anything that they can do. So I've been doing a fair bit of Audioboo support's legwork for them to try and help them out so that they can resolve any problems so it doesn't happen to anybody else. But as far as helping me, as far as finding these files, it doesn't look like they can help me. I've even tried to find some software that will do a forensic search, get deep down into the memory, even if it's all been the files have been, had their titles removed, and you know what it's like, you know, the files are still sitting there just waiting to be overwritten, but they haven't been overwritten yet. I was hoping that maybe I could find them that way, just these random sound files, and maybe they were the ones and I could re-identify them. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any software that would do that for me, short of
who knows what I'd have to do. Maybe, you know, find somebody who really is into that forensic audio file recovery game and pay them $1,000, which isn't going to happen, and ship my phone off to them. They smash it open and pull the memory out. Who knows? Yeah, it's not going to happen. And there's no guarantee they'd ever find anything anyway. So at this point in time, I've lost those 10 recordings. I got a couple published before I lost them. I lost them simply because I haven't mentioned this. What happened is on Sunday night, once I got on my home Wi-Fi, the automatic update of the Audioboo app just went, okay, time to update. So it updated. And this is the problem with auto updates, isn't it? If they don't have them squeaky clean and perfect, you can lose some incredibly valuable data. All the apps have been really good to date. There haven't been any great dramas with that. But frankly, I would not have purposefully updated that app knowing that I had those drafts sitting there, just because I thought I would have gone, oh, I'll publish them first before I do any updates because I don't want to risk it. But how was I to know? Just sort of auto-updated and everything was weird. So at this point in time, I've lost some very valuable recordings and I'm pretty disappointed about that. I'm very pragmatic about things in life. Life happens. Sometimes it goes bad and we're all dead at the end of the day. So, you know, you can't worry about things too much. But I'm really disappointed that I didn't get an opportunity to share these recordings with you on the Audioboo community, but also with the other people at the Do Lectures. So some nice little observations. And I had a bit of fun doing a couple of recordings for my own geeky pleasure, which I'll tell you about in another Audioboo when I think I'll have to surmise what those recordings were all about and basically build a story of demise of some really excellent content, which will be coming probably once I find out what's happening with Audioboo support and if they can do anything for me. And what's their story? You know, I'd like to find out a bit of the story of what's been going on over there with Lance and his buddies at Audioboo and, why it happened. Bit disappointed, but shit happens. So that's the story. It's rare for me to get the opportunity to get other than my normal banter like this Audioboo. I would care less if it was just a recording like this. As a matter of fact, this is the second time I've recorded this. I've got a few problems with my audio recording software on the Mac, and if I don't have it set up quite right, I get all these audio artifacts turning up in the timeline. So I just deleted it, and I'm redoing it as I speak to you. No big deal. If it's my own ramblings that were in that draft folder, just like the previous recording, I just redo them, even if they're a month or two old. But these recordings I got at the Do Lectures weren't like that. They were a one-off, unique experience. We were in an unusual environment. We were connected like is hard to replicate because of the environment we were in and what we were doing. And they're people that I probably won't see again, at least definitely in that situation. So I'm cut. I'm really cut that I won't be able to share that audio with you. I heard the stories. Matter of fact, one of the stories, it was so funny. I'll share it with you later, but it was so funny because I was sitting in the pub in Albury and I just happened to click on it. I went, what's this one about? So I pressed the play button and I was listening to it play in my... And I was roaring with laughter while I was drinking my Guinness in the pub. And I thought, oh, I'm going to so look forward to hearing what people think of this Audioboo when I publish it. And you're not going to hear it. It's a real shame because it was really good. And I'm really glad I listened to it a second time, other than when I recorded it, because it was really funny. It's sort of like a joke that I only understand, isn't it? Because you'll never hear it. Anyway... I've got a bit of a cold at the moment too. One of the problems with going away to do lectures is I went so hard and I could feel the cold virus in me just before I went there, and I went, oh, don't break out of me while I'm here. I can get sick next week. And that's what happened. I got sick about Tuesday. I'm grateful for that. Happy to be sick now. I just didn't want to be sick at the Doo lectures. And I got sick because I went so damn hard, which is what you got to do when you're at the Doo lectures. Anyway, that's the story. That's what's happening with the drafts folder in the Audioboo app. There's a lot to be said for not using it, or if you use it minimally. If I was going offline and doing exactly the same thing, I would still do it. I would still do it because there is some huge convenience with putting all the metadata with the audio, having the description and the images associated directly with the audio is brilliant. But I think what I would do next time is I would have my H1 in my pocket. I would have my lapel mic running up and have that tucked inside my Merkin, which is sitting on top of my iPhone, and I would be recording into my H1 using a lapel mic at the same time as I'm recording into my iPhone. So I'd have a safety if I'm offline, and that's what I'd do next time. That's what I've learned from this experience. If it's a critical recording like this, and there is a risk that I could lose it, because I actually don't think I'll ever trust the drafts folder ever again, I'd probably use two recorders just so that I've got a backup. And I would have to do editing and all that sort of guff, but that's all right. At least I'd still have the recording. And I would have a copy of all of the metadata on my phone. And if I didn't need it, I wouldn't need it. I'd just publish it straight from my phone. By the way, it was Adrian TurboStream mentioned that I could play back from my phone and play back and put it through a digital interface and then record it into some software. Yeah, Adrian, thanks, mate. I thought of that before you mentioned it to me, and I actually tried it and I could not play back the audio. Not only did the publish button wasn't able to find the audio to publish it, it didn't exist, so I couldn't play back. I tried to do that. So, yeah, the way it looks at this point in time is it's dead in the water. So, anyway, I've rambled enough. Hope all's good for you guys out there. Better for me, better than it is for me in regards to this problem. The rest of my life's fine. Just a bit of a bugger, the way this has turned out. Take it easy, everybody, and I'll fill you in as things progress. All the best. Bye-bye for now. Thank you.